With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. When families open their home to a child in the foster care system, it often adds to their budget, even with state assistance. Pinellas County Social Services says they work to provide as many resources as possible for foster families to help ease the financial burden. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares a new resource that will be added this summer.
Opening your home to a child in the foster care system is far from easy.
We like to say it's the toughest job you'll ever love.
That's Pinellas County Social Services Director Kate Gardner. Educating families, the emotional toll, and the financial strain can all keep people from becoming foster parents. Despite the challenges, she says the county has a strong foster care network.
And I think the reason that we do have that is because we provide a lot of support for our foster parents.
Gardner says they apply for a lot of grants to help pay for things like a teen getting their driver's license, or buying sports equipment, or even running things like the foster parent closet for families to get clothing and other items. The state does provide some financial support for foster families, but depending on the time of month the child is placed with the family, it can be several weeks before they see that first check.
We don't really have any other discretionary funds where we could say, well, here's some money to tide you over.
To help fill that gap, Feed Our Rural Kids is expanding its Fork Now program starting July 1st to support foster families. It will be for children that are placed with foster families within the Northland Pines, Phelps, and portions of the Three Lakes school districts. The child will receive four $25 grocery vouchers that can be used at local grocery stores. Fork President Perry Pokrant says it should cover roughly a meal a day for the first month.
And that way, we're at least providing a helping hand. It's not everything that a family may need in certain circumstances, but at least it's a step forward.
Gardner calls the voucher program a godsend. She says programs like this and all the other support they're able to provide families is why they're able to retain foster parents and have a strong foster care network. Gardner says they had about two foster parents 7 years ago. Right now, two more families are going through the licensing process, which will bring them up to 24 foster families. Gardner says there are currently 50 children in the Pinellas County foster system. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Gardner says they're always looking for more foster families. If you're interested, she recommends calling the Pinellas County Social Services office. A group worried about forever chemicals contaminating farmland wants to see money put into the Farm Bill. As Harvest Public Media contributor Teresa Holmesey reports, the provision would support farmers whose land is affected by PFAS contamination.
The U.S. Senate's draft version of the Farm Bill includes a fund to help farmers recover from PFAS contamination. 2 years ago, the state of Michigan shut down a farmer who used fertilizer tainted with PFAS, leaving the Century Farm on the brink of bankruptcy. In Maine, the state set up a fund to help more than 70 farms with contaminated land. Sarah Alexander leads the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association and wants to see a $500 million federal fund.
We're hopeful that having a safety net in place will allow states to start being a little more proactive.
The current Farm Bill expires in September. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Teresa Holmesey.
The Langlade County Humane Society needs help to deal with a growing number of cats. The organization is currently taking care of over 70 cats. All of their foster homes are completely full as well, giving them nowhere to send the cats. While the group loves to help animals, there is only so much they can do with the space available. Teresa Michaels is manager of the Langlade County Humane Society.
Please get your cats spayed and neutered. You know, another thing is to have a microchip. If they're your cat and they get out and they come here, lots of the cats aren't microchipped, so we don't know who they belong to, so they sit here unless somebody calls.
You can find information on adopting or fostering a cat on the Langlade County Humane Society's Facebook page. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Voters in Wisconsin Rapids may be asked to increase their property taxes for additional firefighters. Mayor Matt Zacher says they've seen a significant hike in call volume that stretched the department thin the last few years.
Went from like 1,500 calls a year to 5,000 calls a year, so it's grown exponentially.
Sacker says many of those calls have been of the non-emergency variety, but they still must treat every call as an emergency until otherwise informed.
That's like the worst case scenario for everybody across that spectrum, because it's not what it was designed for. It was designed for emergencies. And so you have the highest paid people at all levels taking care of some of the most basic needs.
Sacker says a referendum is one of their last options after getting turned down for grant funding.
Chief Eckes did write those grants, or the fire department did. We did not get those grants, and that was kind of what moved us forward to finding other ways.
Details of the referendum are still being finalized. The city council in Wisconsin Rapids has until mid-August to place the referendum on the November ballot. In Michigan, there are 1.1 million renter households. According to the 2024 Michigan Statewide Housing Needs Assessment, more than half of those renters struggle to pay the rent. Crystal Blair reports.
For those making $25,000 a year or less, there's a shortage of nearly 125,000 affordable housing units. This shortage forces low-income renters into more expensive properties, creating financial hardship. David Allen with the Michigan State Housing Development Authority co-authored the assessment in partnership with researchers at the University of Michigan. He believes there are a few reasons for the crisis.
If you take a look at various markets around the state, there's been a lot more rent growth than there had been, you know, previous to this. You know, higher demand is certainly one of them. Another factor that you might want to take a look at, too, is the amount of new product that is being brought to the market, I think, especially in the rental side of things.
Allen says there are multiple remedies to the housing problem, including making new construction of affordable housing units and other units in the state easier by maybe rethinking some of the zoning laws. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.